A 43-year-old Army major named James Ahern died last week in Baghdad. His vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. He was a career officer, 18 years of service, three tours of duty in the Middle East. On his second tour, Ahern met and fell in love with an Iraqi woman who is now his widow. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports.
Lena Ahern has been reading every love letter her husband ever wrote her over and over again. At their home outside Fort Bragg, where he was stationed, she ruffles through three boxes overflowing with cards, printed emails, and yellow post-it notes.
There is no way I can tell you how much I love you. Thanks for being my angel. See, it's too much. Oh, honey, I love you so much. You are the greatest wife ever. Thank God I made him happy.
Lena met Jimmy Ahern 4 years ago on an early May morning in Baghdad's Green Zone. He was the captain in charge of her neighborhood. Jimmy knew local thugs wanted to evict Lena's family from their spacious home, so he knocked on her door to find out what was going on. She opened it, and a blue-eyed American was standing there with the most beautiful smile she had ever seen.
I said, wow, that's not a nice-looking man. And as soon as he saw me, he said, wow, look at the Iraqi women, all of them, they are so pretty. It looked like love from first sight, but we don't want to, like, say it.
Soon, Jimmy started coming by every evening. They would sit and chat in her mother's courtyard for hours. It wasn't long before they were talking about getting married. According to Muslim law, Lena couldn't marry Jimmy unless he converted.
I told him, if you believe in my religion, I don't want you to change it just because you want to marry me. No. And he said, I believe in Islam, that's why, not because of you, I'm going to change it.
Lena says Jimmy worked hard to bridge the cultural gaps between Iraqi Muslims and American troops. Lena's family fell in love with Jimmy, too. They admired the way he treated residents of the neighborhood. He gave food to people who were hungry. He bought 100 soccer balls for children to play with. Mariam Barajas is Lena's younger sister.
Jimmy's such a good man. He did a lot, not just for like my family. Or for Lena, he did for the Iraqis in the Green Zone. He took care of a lot of things. Such a great man. He was only going to be one to me.
Major Jimmy Ahern was the oldest of four children. He grew up in Concord, California, not far from San Francisco. According to his younger brother, Kevin, Jimmy was the kind of big brother who was worth looking up to. He loved to go to baseball games and ride his mountain bike. And Kevin says Jimmy never knew a stranger.
He was out, hand out, every time we met somebody. And he'd know their whole life story by the time we left. In fact, there'd be times when I'm like, okay, we're going to be late for this movie if you don't get moving.
Jimmy had been married before, but Kevin says finding Lena changed his brother completely.
It was the first time he'd lived for anybody other than himself. And then to find out that they were going to have a child together took him to a whole new level. I mean, he just lived for that little girl.
Kevin says Jimmy wasn't thrilled when he was called to go back to Iraq last spring. By then, he and Lena and their baby daughter were happily settled in North Carolina. But Jimmy went as the head of a civil affairs team that worked with local sheikhs and officials in a swath of southern Baghdad. He was on patrol when he died. James Ahern will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. His widow plans to move to the Washington, D.C. area to be closer to his grave. She says she's ashamed that her country killed her husband. Now, Lena Ahern plans to give up her Iraqi citizenship to become an American. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.